The lit star and cross will continue to shine over a La Crosse County highway. Last night, the Holman Village Board unanimously decided to sell Star Hill to the Holman Lions Club. The land was owned by the village, but after a Holman resident complained it violated the separation of church and state, few groups stepped in to purchase the 30-by-30-foot piece of land. The village board awarded the land to the Holman Lions Club for $600, choosing the local bid over higher bids from two groups advocating the separation of church and state. The American Humanist Association from Washington, D.C. offered $1,000 and the Madison-based Freedom from Religion bid $1,200. Holman trustee Mark Seitz says they accepted the Lions' offer because it exceeds fair market value and the village has the authority to sell to any buyer regardless of price. Seitz also said the Lions Club built the star over 50 years ago and owned the land until recently. Paul Matuszek grew up in Holman. Although he doesn't believe in organized religion, he's glad the Star and Cross are staying because it's a symbol of the town. He says he doesn't understand why outside groups are interested in Star Hill.
I really think it's not right for just outside groups to come in and invade other people's lives like that. Their motive, I think, is selfish.
Fred Edwards is a spokesperson for the American Humanist Association. Edwards says they may consider litigation if the board decided to sell Star Hill to the Lions Club without considering the other bids. But he says they prefer to work with a group to come up with an amicable solution.
We're not trying to be belligerent and go to court every time we see something we don't like. We would rather talk to people and come to some kind of agreement where we can have a win-win situation.
Star Hill will now be fenced off with private property signs. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio.